I started in the ministry when I was 19 years old, a pretty young man. Most of my congregation were middle-aged and senior citizens. And that's an intimidating kind of experience. I think it was the same kind of intimidation that Timothy felt as a young preacher in this new organization, this new group called the church. Fortunately, he had a friend, Paul, who was always encouraging him. He reminded him how he had been raised as a child with the scripture, that he learned from his mother and his grandmother in his home the real meaning of the Word of God. And in the scripture we have today from 2 Timothy, he's reminding him to continue in what he already knows, to trust in what he's already learned, to rely first and foremost on the Word of God in his life. And he tells us and Timothy that all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for four things: for teaching, for reproof or correction, for rebuking one another, and for training us in the righteous way to life, so that our lives might be complete, we might be equipped with what we need to be God's people, to be a part of his family. So today, to celebrate the marks of being a part of the family in baptism and in Holy Communion, we are celebrating our foundation in the faith, our foundation in the Word of God, our reliance on the inspiration of God's Word. And then he goes on to give some more practical advice, but this time about this new ministry that Timothy had. He said, preach the Word in season and out of season. Preach the Word of God when it's fashionable, but also when it's unfashionable. Preach the Word of God when people want to hear it, and sometimes when people do not want to hear it. That preaching the Word of God is the foundation of his ministry and his calling. And sometimes it's not always popular. And it's certainly not always popular to convince people of what's going on in the world from God's point of view. It's certainly not popular to rebuke people or correct people with the Word of God, even though your desire is to get them back on the right track. But I think most of the times it's pretty popular to encourage people and help them along the way. But he's telling Timothy, this is a part of your ministry. This is what it means to be a pastor, because there's going to come a time in the life of the church when we have people who want to gather for themselves people that will tickle their ears with what they want to hear, who will preach a kind of popular gospel, who will say the kind of things that are faddish and the things that are kind of pleasing to people without being totally grounded in Scripture, without going back to the Word and the foundations we need to hear from God's Word, whether sometimes we want to hear those things or not. Not long ago, I was in a situation with a person who was going through a hard time in their family. And they said, you know, is God punishing me now? Am I going through this difficulty because God is punishing me? Something had happened to one of their children, and they took it personally. They took it as if God was using what happened in their child's life as a way to get back with them. And I said, no, God doesn't punish us that way. God doesn't bring hardship on somebody else just to send us a message. But sometimes when a person goes through hardship and we're involved in their lives, we can learn from it, and God can use it in a powerful way to bring us back to the Word of God. But God certainly isn't punishing you through your child. And then they shared that maybe they hadn't been strong enough in teaching their child the Christian way. Maybe they hadn't been strong enough in insisting that their child be active in the life of the church and learn more about God and the way God works in their lives. And even though this child was a young adult, this mother was feeling distraught, feeling sad, punishing herself, really, because she realized, maybe I didn't do like Timothy's grandmother and mother did and spend enough time teaching my child about the spiritual things of life and being there for them. In reality, God wasn't punishing this mother. She was punishing herself because she knew she could have done more. Paul was telling Timothy, preach the word in season and out of season. Convince, exhort, rebuke. Don't let people sway you to just say the things they want to hear. But know what's going on in people's lives and reach out to them and touch them. You know, in some ways, people thronged around Jesus. There was always a crowd around him because he talked about some good news for their lives. But that crowd got pretty thin when he talked about what you have to do to stand up and be counted as one of his disciples. It's not always easy living the Christian life. Quite frankly, it's not easy just living life itself. But when we can turn to the Word of God, knowing that it is inspired by a loving God, to guide us to a wonderful life, we can have hope. When we're drawn together because of that word into a community of faith called the church, we can have hope because we're not alone. There are others to celebrate our sorrows, our tragedies, our hardships, but also our joys and our celebrations, because we've become a family in a bigger sense. That we have a Lord who loved us so much that he gave his life upon the cross and gave us a symbol that we call Holy Communion, so we can remember his love for us, his giving of himself for us, that we could be made whole, that our lives could be complete, that we could celebrate around his table as a family. Like families in the world today, there are many things that can pull us apart as a church. We can be so busy dealing with so many things that we don't focus on the inspiration we can draw from God's Word, the encouragement we can gain from gathering together as God's people and celebrating who we are as a family. We can bicker and fight among ourselves. Why? Because we're family. Families do that. We do that in the life of the church. But then we can embrace something so much bigger and so much better as we come together as God's people. It was great holding that precious little boy in my arms. And I could see the glow in your faces as I walked down the aisle, and you saw life afresh in that little bundle there. All of that potential. And his family will help shape his life. Not just as natural family, but friends, neighbors, and the church. We have the opportunity to shape that little life, but so we do to each other all the time. Do we take being this family seriously? Do we embrace it? Do we see it as a wonderful thing to celebrate as God's people? I think that's probably a reason why you requested we have Holy Communion too. It's a symbol of our coming together and putting aside our differences and saying, we're family. We share something. And we're going to be something wonderful through Christ Jesus, because He's there to teach us. He's there to guide us. He's there to correct us. He's there to encourage us. He's there to lift us up. He's not there to punish us and make life hard. He's there to always restore us to newness of life and find joy. Just as we looked at a little child this morning and found joy, we should look at one another with that same kind of hope and joy, because we're children of God. And we come to celebrate that together. This was the ministry entrusted to Timothy. It's the ministry entrusted to all pastors. It's truly the ministry entrusted to God's people when we're inspired by the Word of God and are a part of the family of God. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank You that we're family. Just like in our natural family, sometimes we don't do all that great a job. We let things pull us apart, separate us, create conflicts. But then there are times that we come together and overcome all of that. We forgive the past because we realize that being family is more important than the difference that separates us. And certainly in Christ Jesus, we know the same thing. Father, we want to be Your people. We want to be excited about Your Word. We want to be inspired by that Word. We want to be filled with joy and wonder, just as that little baby looked up in wonder and amazement this morning. May we look to You and to this family that You've called us to share with wonder and amazement, and find the joy and inspiration of Your Word here, that we might share it with others. We thank You for this time to share together in Jesus' name. Pray Your blessings upon us. Amen.